We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on the mitzvah Puravu. The Mishnah on Daf Samachay Amabeis teaches us Ish mitzvah Piravirivya Avaloi Ha'isha. Tanakama's opinion is that only men are obligated in the mitzvah Puravu, not women. Rabbi Yochanan Breika Ema Al Shneim Oimer. Rabbi Yochanan Breika disagrees, and he says that both of them have the obligation of Puravu. And the halacha is indeed like the Tanakama, that women are not obligated in the mitzvah Puravu. The Ran, in the Shalos Tshuvas Haran, discusses a situation where there was a girl who made a nether that she won't get married only to the man that her mother has identified that she should marry. And then she recognizes that this was a nether that she made a mistake. And the question that was asked of the Ran is the nether anyway a nether because it would be considered nishba levatel as her mitzvah? And basically the question is there an obligation for a woman to get married or is there not? And the person who asked the shaila to Ran says that even though, as we just quoted, the Mishnah is quite clear in teaching us that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Purvarivya, maybe that means that she's not in the category of a mitzvah va'isa in the mitzvah of Purvarivya. But certainly, if she does fulfill a mitzvah when getting married. The Ran Paskins, on one hand, that certainly a woman does fulfill a mitzvah when she gets married, but on the other hand, he's not prepared to consider this a nether of nishba l'kayim levatlas a mitzvah that doesn't require hataras the darim. And the Ran brings a raya. The Ran says that the Mishnah in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, teaches us, Ha'isha miskadeshes bo ubishlucha. And the question is, if a woman could be niskadesh, could get married through a shliach, certainly she could get niskadesh through herself. Why does the Mishnah ask the Gemara have to say mitzvah Ha'isha miskadeshes bo herself ubishlucha? So the Gemara answers, Amr Ab Yosef, mitzvah bar Yosef b'mishlucha. And that's the Gemara actually that teaches us that it's a mitzvah for people to do mitzvahs by themselves. And that's why the Gemara says the various Tanoim used to do different activities in preparation for Shabbos. Mitzvah bar Yosef b'mishlucha. Says the Ran, from that Gemara, we have a very clear raya that getting married is a mitzvah for women as well. On the other hand, the Shas Tshuvas Torah Lishma Paskins, that if a father told his daughter not to get married, even though we're learning that there's a mitzvah for women as well to get married, certainly the chiyuv kibra ve'aim is a chiyuv d'oraisa. We can't say the chiyuv of a woman getting married is a chiyuv d'oraisa, and therefore she should not get married. this discussion has, this conversation actually, about a woman being obligated to get married and have children, is actually more of a discussion. Because even though, as we just learned the Mishnah, that the halacha is that women are not mechuyev in pruvu, they still are mechuyev, some suggest, in the mitzvah of l'sheves yitzara, of populating the world. Even though there are rayas that they don't have that obligation. One of the rayas is that the Gemara, at the end of this parak, teaches us that the reason they forced the person who had a chatz yishivcha, chatz bas chayrim, to free her, because they were noig bar minik hefker. But ask the paiskim, if there's a mitzvah of l'sheves, then they should also have been obligated to free her, so she should be able to fulfill that mitzvah. Furthermore, the Gemara on Daf Samchei on the base says that there was a woman, there was a couple who did not have children, and the woman demanded a divorce, and as the Paiskim explained, such a demand can only be made not before 10 years of marriage, and the explanation is very simple. Because as we learn in our sugyas, that even a husband cannot make such a demand before 10 years of marriage. And the husband is certainly obligated in the mitzvah pruvu, so the wife certainly has to wait 10 years. But if they waited 10 years and she didn't have children, even though she doesn't have the mitzvah pruvu, the Gemara says she could still request a divorce because she wants chutra liyada mara l'kfura, she needs children to help her when she gets older. If there's an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of l'sheves, so the Gemara should give in that explanation as well. And in fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, quoting the Ran that we quoted at the beginning of our shir, that the Ran says, and the Ran brings a raya from the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, a mitzvah ba yosim b'shlucha, that the woman has a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, a pruvu, but the Ran points out to Rabbi Kiva Eger, does not taskin that the woman has a mitzvah of sheves. He just wants the Ran just tries to prove that the woman does have some level of mitzvah pruvu. So it's a proof that women don't have the obligation of l'sheves. And so too is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. However, there's a Tosfos in Masechta Gittin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis Divrei HaMaskil Loi, and actually there's the same Tosfos in Masechta Bava Basra that says that a Shivcha is obligated in the mitzvah of Sheves. And the Maram says that if Tosfos says that a Shivcha has such an obligation, certainly every Jewish woman has an obligation of the mitzvah of Sheves. As Tosfos himself in Masechta Bava Basra, if that's the case, that every woman, even though she doesn't have the obligation of pruvu, she has the obligation of l'sheves. So why did our Gemara here on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph say that the reason they forced the owner to free the chatz yishivcha chatz bas chayrin because nog b'minik hefker? Why does the Gemara say they forced him to free her in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sheves?
So Tosfos says a interesting teretz. Since she's not obligated in Puruvu, we can't be sure that she'll get married. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that Tosfos doesn't mean, which is very difficult to understand. If we're forcing him to free her, because if he'll free her, she'll get married and not have a problem with Minig Hefker, and we're not worried that she won't get married. So the same thing should be, if she has the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of Sheves, we should force him to free her so she could fulfill that mitzvah. And therefore, Baruch HaShulchan explains that Tosfos agrees that women are not obligated in any mitzvah, certainly not in the mitzvah of Puruvu, nor in the mitzvah of L'Sheves. What he means to say is that women are part of a mitzvah Sheves. Women, without women, you can't have children. But not that there's an obligation for women to have children. The Chasam Sofer has a whole different approach. The Chasam Sofer says, certainly women are obligated in the mitzvah Sheves. Certainly women are not obligated in the mitzvah Puruvu. He says, but there's a difference in these two mitzvahs. The mitzvah Puruvu is a mitzvah for which we force people to follow that mitzvah, when Besnan had that ability. The mitzvah of Sheves, although certainly a mitzvah, is not a mitzvah that we force. And what's the explanation? So there's a Tshuva Ksav Sefer, Simon Aleph Evan Ezra, that gives a very fundamental explanation in the difference between the mitzvah of Puruvu and the mitzvah of L'Sheves. The mitzvah of Puruvu, says the Ksav Sefer, is a mitzvah that's as a personal obligation. A person who has the mitzvah Puruvu must get married and have children. Whereas the mitzvah of L'Sheves is not a personal obligation on any one single individual. Rather, the mitzvah L'Sheves, as the words imply, is a mitzvah to see that the world repopulated with people. Not that it's a personal obligation. And therefore, for the mitzvah Puruvu, Kaifin, and for the mitzvah L'Sheves, which Chasam Sofer, Ksav Sofer, Pasha Pshat and Tosfos all suggest apply to women as well, it isn't a mitzvah for which we're Kaifin. Why is this so important to discuss, besides to understand what are the obligation and not the obligation of women? The question comes up, may a woman do something to prevent herself from being able to have children? So from the Gemara, on Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis, where we had the story with the wife of Rav Chiya, who was having very difficult labor, and she disguised herself and went to ask Rav Chiya Shaila, and Rav Chiya told her that women aren't obligated in Puruvu. And the Gemara says she drank Ozla Ashtia Samada Karta. She drank this medicine that caused her to become sterile and not be able to have children. The Smag says that since women aren't obligated in the mitzvah Puruvu, that's why she's allowed to be Shoysa Kosha Likrin. The Yamsha Shloima, however, takes a very different approach. The Yamsha Shloima says that only in this situation, where we had a woman who was experiencing very difficult Tsar Leda, by this woman, they allowed her to drink the kosher liquor. But normally a woman even may not drink a kosher liquor. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and Evan Ezra Simon Hay
Sif Yudbeis, Paskin, that a man may not drink Kaishal Ikrin under any circumstances, even if he already was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pur Revu. Because as we learned in our Gemara, as we Paskin like Reb Shua, a man has the obligation of Erev Al Tanech Yedecha, and therefore he has to continue having children. Women, the Shulchan Aruch is more mekel. However, as the Shaios HaTshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Mem Dalet, says that there are actually three opinions in the Paiskim. The opinion of the Bach, the opinion of the Atzei Arozim, the opinion of the Chalkas Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel, is that women, under all circumstances, may drink a Kosh Shalikrim. The opinion of the Atzei HaRozim is only B'mokim Sakana, and the opinion, may she drink a Kosh Shalikrim, and the opinion of the Bach and the Mashal is, you don't have to have a Sakana, it has to be like a situation of Tsar Leda. The Pesach Tshuva brings us some cipher that makes the following distinction. He says, a woman who never had children and therefore did not fulfill the mitzvah of Lashevis, very much in line with the Chassam Sofer that we quoted earlier, that clearly holds that women as well have the obligation of Lashevis, the halacha is, may not drink Kosh Shalikrim. A woman who already has children and has therefore no obligation may drink Kosh Shalikrim. Of course, as the Avni Nezer in Cheruk Avni Nezer Simon Aleph Sifkotin Yud Aleph pointed out, this is all when there is no shayla of sakonis nefashis. In a situation where there is a obligation, where there is a concern of sakonis nefashis, then of course there is an obligation that she's allowed to drink the kosh shalikrim. So to review, the opinion of the Ran is that even though women don't have a full-fledged obligation of Piru Rivia, she does have a mitzvah, without, and as he explains, that without her, the man can never fulfill that mitzvah. And therefore, the Ran and other Rishonim explain she has a mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanon, or it's a mitzvah d'Oraisa, but not in the category of a mitzvah va'isa. Others say that she doesn't have any obligation of puruvu, but she does have an obligation of l'sheves yitzara. There are others that say that a woman remaining single may fall into the category of loisia kadesha, and certainly women should also get married. And not only that, as we've discussed in a previous year, the halacha is moichrin sefer Torah. We sell a sefer Torah to mekayim the mitzvah pir rivia. And the question is, there was a yisoima in town, and they needed to raise funds to marry her, and the only way they were able to raise funds was by selling a Sefer Torah. So the Paskin, the Maram Alashkar, Paskins, that even to marry off a Yosoma, one may sell a Sefer Torah. And I saw in the Shaios HaTshuvos, Yabia Oima from Rav Yosef Zatzal, Yerdeya Chelik Ches, Simon Chapez, space, since, as we're learning, that women also have the obligation of Lashevis Yitzara, that is enough of a reason to sell even a Sefer Torah to help marry off a woman.